AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. It's time for that Big Facts Friday, baby. J, Big Bang, Shy Jones,
up,
and Duct Tape Dave.
What's up?
Kodak, big homie,
and big
Kodak.
Homie JoJo.
Okay, I ain't seen him in a minute.
Big homie JoJo.
Shout out to Sad Boys in here. Cash Easy.
Yeah, in the building.
Engineer Raj. What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? We got our what's new that? Fresh look. Y'all fucking with the new
man,
look?
We in LA today, man. Shit.
Keep that's what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the east side, west side, north side, south side.
LM. I sure love all of LM.
Penthouse style.
And surrounding areas.
That girl OG Shantae back there with us in spirit. Big Shantae. Okay.
Yeah. What we talk about? What's on everybody's mind and hearts for Big Fast Fridays? What's the key word for the day?
Key word for the day is marginalization.
We've been doing some big ass words lately on Big Fast Friday. That's a big word.
Now, you got that from Sad Boy.
Sad Boy. They donated that word. They donated that.
Yeah.
So let's start with what it means and how we're going to talk about it.
Okay. So basically.
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 The urban definition of marginalization, or the urban definition of what it means to marginalize, is to oppress, to blackball, to malign, to smear, defame, or discredit, or to lower public or private opinion or the status of an individual or group through hateful, deceitful, or misguided speech of action. Basically, it means putting a nigga in a box, for lack of a better way to put it, to shave it down and trim it.
Meaning like,
just like if you're my friend, I'm going to use an example that Black was giving earlier. Like if you're my friend and we're in the studio and like your job is to like sweep the studio or whatever, but we fuck around one night, I don't have an engineer, and you volunteer and say like, okay, I'll engineer you because I know how to engineer. I try you out and you do like a perfect job, but I'm so small minded in my thinking, I don't want you to like blow up and be an engineer and then outgrow me. So I'm just going to tell you, even though I know like I would rather have you as my engineer, I'm going to keep you in your same little clean up the studio box because I don't want you to surpass me type shit.
Definitely. They supposed to have, know how they be having them with words, and then you can say another word.
Synonyms.
What you say it is?
A synonym.
Synonym.
Marginalization nation about to have fuck nigga beside it too. That's a fuck nigga.
Straight up.
So yeah. that's similar, but okay. And I hear what you say. So like that's similar. Everybody kind of watched that Kanye shit. Is that similar to kind of how they was treating him on the producer shit?
Yeah,
like that's you just produce real once you rapping.
Yes.
Type shit.
But see, here, I don't know, she just said
destroy something else.
Yeah, they weren't like intentionally trying to hold him back.
I feel like they just didn't see what he was.
It was so much other shit going on.
Marginalization has to be intentional. Does it say intentional?
Oh, no, nah, you're right about
it. It ain't got to be intentional.
You're right about
it. You can just say,
bam.
You can just say, like, think about it. Think about this. If somebody want to change their career, right? And this could be in a household or some shit. Like, I'm going to be real. Like, when I start talking about podcasting, everybody, you're doing fine at radio. Why would you go podcast? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't that marginalization?
Yeah.
It's a person just thinking that you can't do it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's ill intent all the time.
Nah, you're right. You're right. When you put it like that, you're right.
So if it's
not ill intent. What
definition would that you look
That was the Urban Dictionary. You want the Roman Catholic definition?
Roman Catholic.
From the saltines?
Yeah, pull it up.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull up the saltine definition.
You know how that go. But I think some of it do be ill intent. Like,
nah, if you do it, I feel like if you do it intentionally, like feeling like
somebody might get bigger than me.
Yeah,
that's the bullshit.
Yeah, like I don't want you to rap and I know that shit sound good.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
but you my engineer. Like you my engineer and I know
And I know that you don't know how good you sound, but I know how good you sound.
Yeah, that's
so
what I thought.
Keep you
that
down.
Shit.
I know your shit about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Roman Catholic saltine definition of marginalization is treatment of a person, group, or concept as insignificant or peripheral.
Lost. Now we gotta look
everybody
up.
Like, yeah, go back to urban.
Like, peripheral means like.
Oh, your
like,
vision. Like, go back to urban. Okay.
Yeah, it ain't.
But I don't even get that.
That sound like
I just did.
Words.
Yeah, that sound like.
Remember what? And again, the Kanye. Remember he was like, "Y'all can't marginalize me," and he was just saying that y'all. People were saying he can't do fashion. He can't do all this other stuff. He had all these ideas. Now, mind you, I ain't gonna lie. I thought he was tripping a little bit with some of that shit at first, but. He ended up doing everything he said he was going to do. But there were people trying to marginalize him, probably some with ill intent, but probably some that just felt like, man, this is one of the greatest rappers or producers of all time. Can he really be as dope in fashion as he was in rapping and producing?
That's just an opinion, though. That's really right. That's just an opinion. I'm saying, like, if you in position to hold a person in a box, like, to keep them in a box, what that is.
Mm-hmm. But can you That's keep somebody in a box? Said, you can't really keep them. They could do it anyway. If that person don't let that person engineer and they know they're a good engineer, they can go somewhere else to engineer.
But what if they don't know that they're a good engineer?
You're playing mind games. You're saying mind games.
Yeah.
Okay. That's manipulation.
Because if you got the position to put me on and I trust you, but in your back of your mind, you a hater. And every time I say, hey, I want to try to do some new shit, you're like, man, you really not going to be good.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Have y'all ever seen Flowers in the Attic?
No.
Okay.
Nobody.
Okay. Well, just look it up and go watch it. I'm not going to explain that shit.
But it's about that type of shit?
Fuck y'all. Thank you. Golly. Like,
so basically,
but the mental marginalization can really be a lot more harmful than the physical. Because if you just not giving me an opportunity, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I can get the opportunity somewhere else, like you said. But if you telling me that, man, you're not going to
that shit ain't it.
That's
and
different.
If you hear that shit year after year after year after year,
yeah, you
like, damn, bro, I really can't do that shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. Whole time, nigga, you fly with, you with the chickens, nigga, you need to be flying with the eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people really don't know when they're doing that to people. I think that they look at them and say, okay, you're great at DJing. Like, you're bomb at DJing. Stick to that so you can go out of here before decide to go somewhere else. Some people don't even know that they're trying to stick somebody into a box.
Yeah.
They don't know that they're doing that. They think that they're supporting you and helping you go higher than where you've ever been before.
It's a lot of people that do that shit on purpose because they are jealous of that other person's capability.
I
think it's some like manipulation and some ill intent with some of that shit. But sometimes it's another phrase they use, jack of all trades, master of none. So you ever know that person that starts doing everything, but they never finish that? They never finish. I'm finna do this, but they don't see it through. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So sometimes you're telling somebody that, like, I believe you can.
But that's if you notice the trend, right? Like, imagine if somebody were to tell you, hey, man, you're a great DJ. You know, what the fuck you want to do a podcast for?
No, I get that. But I'm saying you were a great DJ.
So you obviously have the work ethic.
Are you marginalizing somebody if you're telling them, bro, I think that you can do 20 things. You can rap, produce, DJ, fucking dance. You can do all of that shit. But you need to see it through. You need to be like a rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to get to a certain place. Finish something first.
But you finish.
Like, you can't open a bunch of start a bunch of businesses and none of them is making profit.
Yeah.
Get that first business or two to making profit. Not saying you can't do the third business. It's just that.
But you can't say that, though, neither. Because a nigga can goddamn keep trying everything and then the 15th thing pop.
No, it's a difference between. Failure and seeing it through. You are a successful photographer. I'm talking about people that don't even get to the point.
Sometimes you be like, Shy, calm down. You trying to do a billion things.
You be trying to marginalize Shy.
I'm not like that. Just think about it.
Like, what I'm saying is, everybody in this room, because of who we are and what we've done, it allows the other shit to work. Shit show, big facts. Everything that we're doing because of what we did then, we saw it through. That's all I'm saying. See it through. Now you can do whatever the fuck you want because you are Bank Scream Jay. You are Shy. You are Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like, see that shit through. It's going to make the other
shit. You just call that nigga Cognac?
Kanye. That's the mixture between Kodak and Kanye. That's all I was saying. So I don't think that should be ill intent because I don't have somebody say before, ever try to hold me. No, go do it. But if it, go
me,
do
I,
it.
I'll be telling nigga because I'm like that, bro. Go on, but do this too.
That's what I'm saying. Both. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Like, don't stop one thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Leave that shit alone. If you want to leave it alone, don't just stop doing what's already paying your bill.
That's what I'm saying. Because they'll come to your bank.
Do all that shit.
I did what you told me, babe. I quit my job and went out on faith and fucked up, bro. I might need you to. I ain't tell you to quit your job.
That's great.
I told everybody quit.
He told everybody.
So I can't say I'm marginalizing nobody. I made everybody quit.
But he knew niggas wasn't happy though. So it's kind of like, bruh.
Sometimes you see it in people though.
Yeah.
Like, these people I believe in, I saw it in them. Like, you gonna be straight.
Yeah, now
I wouldn't tell everybody that.
Yeah, we're gonna figure this shit out.
Yeah, we're gonna figure
that's
it out.
That's not marginalizing nobody.
It's definitely not.
Yeah.
I feel like the intentional part of it makes some bullshit.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because everybody going to be like, goddamn, if Jay come say, bro, I'm finna start doing hell, I'm be like, what? Hell no. Straight up, do it hell. You get what I'm saying? That's just some shit I'm going to say just off the top of my mind, and I ain't thinking that she can't do it until she show me she can do it, and I'll be like, oh, okay. That shit hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But me just knowing you never even goddamn did your hell.
But if Jay is serious about doing it, it's up to her that her vision works. It's not, you don't gotta believe in the vision.
Yeah.
Like, if I say I'm about to do some shit, I'm about to do it. I don't need niggas to believe the vision. Cause shit,
I'm gonna show you.
Right. I'm gonna trust what I'm about to do. And then you're gonna see it. I'm not gonna fault you for not seeing it because shit, it's my vision, it's not yours. It's kind of like if I say I wanna design some shit and I got it in my head what I wanna do and I describe it, but nobody else gets it but me. But I'm going to make this shit look like how I want it to look.
Your vision. Right. That's your vision.
But ain't that what make each person special? Though, bro?
Yes.
That's why nobody looked like nobody. Nobody had the same teeth pattern. Nobody had the same fingerprint.
Facts.
What's for the next nigga ain't for you.
Even thought process.
Everybody's thought process ain't for you. Mm-hmm. So I could give you my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I give you my opinion all day. See, that's what I had to change. I had to change that within myself, like trying to augur my point of view.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the way I see shit, I'm speaking like, damn, y'all don't see this? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if, like that bottle right there. If I say, damn, y'all see that bottle, De Leon? And y'all like, nah. Like, I'm going to be tripping because I see this shit. Y'all can't see this shit? That's how I used to be trying to explain to niggas. Yeah. Like, because I can see certain shit. Well, I thought I could see certain shit or I saw certain shit that niggas couldn't see and trying to force it on them. You just got to do it so they can see it.
Yeah. You're right.
That's what anything you do. You got to do that shit so a nigga see like, devity with time out.
It's your vision. Can't nobody see through your eyes.
Yeah, like that trap museum. I always say when I'm wrong, that trap museum talking about that shit in L.A. like, I'm about to just get trapped in jail and show how this shit y'all damn started out looking like, what? But that shit beam, bro.
Yeah.
That shit ain't stopping.
Yeah.
That shit ain't stopping lying around the corner like, he saw that shit, some shit I couldn't see. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the thing about your vision. You got to trust your vision. Because if he had been like, man, Bank said it's not worse, I ain't going to do it. Wouldn't have had it.
Mm. Yeah. I ain't say it wasn't going to work. I just doubted it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Because like, you couldn't see it.
What the fuck is that? Yeah. Like, a trap museum. Who want to? But these folk want to pee in that motherfucker.
Every week.
And when you go in there, it's cool. They got bar and all that shit. That shit cool.
They taking pictures in front of the pink trap cars and all that shit.
Nah, for real. Mm-hmm. Duck Tape Day, how you feel, King?
Hey, man. Everything pretty on my end.
Anybody try to marginalize you, Day?
Nah.
You ain't getting him a chance, too.
I couldn't give him a chance,
bro. I don't even want to know your opinion.
I would go out my first mind with everything I do. But I listen to everybody else, though, but I got to go with my first mind, because my first mind don't ever tell me to do nothing wrong.
That makes sense.
I like to go through it, so whatever that is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
What we doing, Jay? Big Facts Friday. www.bigfacts.com.
Okay, look, they sent me, hold on, they sent me some topics. Hold on.
I'm feeling this setup too, Ken.
This shit real.
It's lit.
I'm comfortable,
you know what I'm saying? My shoes off in
this
motherfucker.
It's penthouse view.
You know what I'm saying? The carpet feels nice. Take your shoes off. The carpet feels nice. You know what
I'm saying? Okay, hold on, let me see.
Can you have a relationship and chase your dream? That's hard.
Yeah, you can.
You definitely can. It depends on the relationship.
Depends on the relationship.
You can't have no toxic relationship.
Not even that, because you can't have a relationship with somebody that's like into working at 9 to 5. If you somebody like us and be working a whole bunch of shit.
Depending on the person, you can.
If they don't understand what you're doing, they're going to want more time, more of this. And we barely have time for all this shit. When we do this, it's going to be a problem. Unless they already know the entertainment lifestyle, or they already know how to
shit. But everybody don't understand that shit.
Or either they...
And they have to be hella secure with themselves.
Yeah, they got to be secure. Or sometimes they'll put you in a situation where you had to pick your job or even them.
Exactly.
Now, obviously, if a person... Yeah, if a person puts you in a position where you have to pick your job or them, then fuck them because they not for you.
The job come first.
But then that's different. But what that, if that person been sitting there sacrificing all for like months at a time, like, all right, I'm riding. But this one day, and just so happened that one day we got a big ass, big facts interview and we like, okay, we got Obama, we got to do this. And that person like, damn, we supposed to be going here, blah, blah, blah. Are they fucked up now? Because they done sacrificed months.
If it's supposed to not, but if it's supposed to be your, if it's your dream, and this person like really loves you and is really trying to understand you. I understand everybody has their limits and shit like that. But if they really love you, they're going to understand that like this is your dream. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to ride it out. Like, I don't know no other way to put it. Like, I think if they really fuck with you and they really love you.
You with me, you with me.
Yeah, like, regardless.
That's the bottom line. That with friends, relationship, and you with me, bro.
I think the biggest thing about relationships, whether it be friends or, like, you know, somebody that you really look in love with, you really got to be able to stand on what it takes to be with them. So if you want somebody that's going to be available for you 24/7 and be able to answer your calls any given moment, that might not be somebody that's in the industry. So you may think you have found the one. You got close, but it's not. That's not the one. So keep looking. Find somebody that's going to be 100% of what you're looking for. Because I'm
not going to find nobody.
You're not
going to
find 100%. Well, no, 100%. 100%. I'm not saying 100% like with everything, but enough. It's going to be something enough. That's close enough for you to be able to work with. Because if you... That's not going to be with me. And if I thought that you were going to be the person and you show me qualities that aren't what I'm looking for, then, hey, you know, I got to keep looking because obviously it's not going to work because I don't want you to feel lesser. I'm not going to let you make me feel like I'm lesser for being with you. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like if it's not supposed to work, it's not supposed to work. I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to force that puzzle piece to fit.
Never.
That makes sense.
Never. Exactly. Never do
that. Yeah, we ain't forcing shit. We falling back.
Never do that.
All right.
Man, people be giving up.
Niggas can't make their relationship no excuse neither though.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
What you mean
when you say that, what you mean?
Like shit, you know how nigga, I'd have had this if I ain't had this bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. A lot of people do that. Yeah.
Or nigga, you held me back.
Yeah.
But that's why you can't be with nobody that make you feel like that.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know.
Niggas do say that, but I'm saying, nigga, you can't.
I know some y'all niggas. I just saying that shit every day, all day, till they say like, man, that bitch. If it's that, bro, huh? That's what I'm saying, man.
But I'm saying if that's that, you need to leave that hoe, man. Like, why are you still with this hoe? Like,
misplaced aggression.
Or train your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to just train your mind for what it is, bro, because it could be you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like at the end of the day.
All that shit could be you.
I just want to say that.
At the end of the day, like, if you have in your head already or in your mind or your heart or whatever that this bitch is what's holding you back and... y'all have a household or y'all have like, you know what I'm saying, a situation or whatever, you're never going to have peace in your house if you still have that thought in the back of your mind. So it's never going to work.
For sure.
Facts.
Big facts.
Yeah.
Really? But you got to dig into yourself and see if it's them.
They ain't going to do that though.
And then if it's you.
They should.
You still know. Then if it's you, you got to weigh it up.
Yeah. Put it on the scale.
Is this bitch worth me changing? Who I really am, because this might be this who person that I've dug down inside of me to see who I am. I haven't been displaying this to this bitch. I've been trying to be somebody else, super nigga.
Super nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to be super nigga when I'm not.
Facts.
So is this worth me being super nigga or not?
Put it on the scale.
Is she super bitch?
Or not.
Or not. Real or not. Shit. So you finna change all these ways and be this perfect guy, goddamn, what are you gonna get? What's gonna change?
Yeah, you need to make sure the bitch is worth it.
But why do you have to change for the relationship and you can't change for the better for yourself?
No, but I'm saying the better for yourself may be. How, like.
What's working for me is already working for me. I don't gotta change.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
I just need to go hard on my hustle.
And everybody,
whatever you saying is holding you back. If the female is having your mind set to where all you could think about all day is beefing and this and that and this and that, that's is what holding you back.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the only part is fucking with your mind because the bitch ain't got no handcuffs on you. Nah, that telling you not to go outside. You just care too much.
Yeah.
So, and you caring because you trying to be something
that you're not.
That you're not.
But what if her complaint is that you're just a selfish person? What if it's nothing that's more
baby.
Physical? What if it's just like, you're a selfish person?
I'm selfish to you.
No.
What's
hold on.
You think
what
I'm
if,
selfish?
Like, no, what if it's not that? What if you've heard it like from numerous people around you, but you ignore it, right? You've been just ignoring it. Like, I'm going to just do this shit. and she keep telling you this, but she's accepting you for who you are, but now she's telling you, like, okay, this selfish.
But you ain't accepting me for all I am.
So you gonna stay selfish instead of, like, I'm not that selfish. Sacrifice?
But what, but what if, up.
Yeah, it depends.
Is, me worth, is she worth me changing my selfish ways?
But who's to say that you're selfish? Because selfish is a matter of opinion. What am I selfish? How am I selfish? What am I selfish because? What am I selfish for? Because selfish. I won't buy you a Chanel bag.
No, I'm not.
Am I
selfish?
I'm selfish because I put myself first. Is that what makes me selfish?
Urban Dictionary selfish.
What's Hold selfish? On, give me 2 seconds.
I'm just saying, like, okay, let's put a scenario.
Some people are selfish. We
Some
know that.
Some people are just, like, yeah, very selfish. Fucking selfish.
Facts.
Like, okay, let's say, you by you saying, I'm not changing who I am, this is who I am in this relationship, even though your girl is saying, I'm not liking who you are right now.
Well, you don't like me.
Hold on,
nigga. And you, hold up. And you won't change. Like, you know how relationships, for example, like, you and Shantae bring it forever. And so if she's sitting there saying, like, I have a problem and you being selfish right now, and you say, man, this is just who I am. Like, you don't think that
I'm
her saying the
change.
Ask
her from the beginning, was I selfish when you met me? Who did you thought I was? Whatever it is that come up that I've been this person, then you we were living
no
a lie.
Yeah.
We have been living a lie.
My question is, if a person asks
Now, if I became selfish... Mm-hmm. That's something I would have to work on.
I think that's what she's saying.
That's what I'm saying. If a person asks you to change from being selfish, is that person saying, I want you to change for me, or is it changing for you, yourself, as, for the betterment of yourself? You get what I'm saying? Like, if I'm telling you to change from being selfish, I'm not saying change.
It depends on...
You could be being selfish towards them. They could be coming in doing all the work. You ain't doing shit here, and that makes you selfish then. And she could be at the house saying, you selfish at the house. Dave could be like, you selfish when it comes to the duct tape shit. You ain't helping with here. So now you're a selfish person all around. And I'm saying,
but see, to change from being selfish,
that's different.
That ain't got nothing to do with being in a relationship.
That
but see, changing you in yourself.
Yeah, that's different.
But you're saying changing from being selfish, it really all depends on what your definition of him being selfish is.
No, she's saying
if everybody around you saying you selfish, but... Your girl is the one that's really nagging.
Bringing it to your attention like this shit is fucking with your character.
And you sitting there saying, this bitch saying I'm selfish. And it's really not just this bitch. It's everybody around you saying you're
selfish. So in that case, it's like the girl telling...
That's a character flaw.
A character flaw. She's trying to make the person better.
But if she's the only one saying that I'm selfish, then what?
If she's the only one saying that you're selfish,
it's more opinionated.
Like, yeah. We need some further investigation.
Yes. Or she could be saying,
what the fuck is going on here?
Put it on the scale.
Or
sometimes people can say you're being selfish with time. A lot of people in relationships, normally when they're saying you're selfish, it's a lot of times it's mostly time. It's not necessarily what you're doing for them.
But don't you supposed to be selfish with your time, though?
Hell yeah.
But when you're in a relationship, it's y'all time, isn't it?
Oh, well, shit, we need to make this a part. You're right. But, hey, whatever we got, when the time to do that, that's what's left.
See, that's that bullshit.
That's the truth. Yeah. So you want me to get off work to make... You want me to make time? If I ain't got time, you should be happy.
You should make time. That's what everybody said. Cass said you make time.
But see, it shouldn't be a situation where I have to make time if I'm hustling, doing what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? All these hours of the day to make sure that we straight and you somewhere sitting on your ass and you got a whole bunch of time.
But then what
me not making time doesn't equate to that.
We're not saying that she a nothing, bitch. We saying that she make time for the relationship. If y'all put a date on the fucking scale and say, we gonna have a date here, right? And this is the time we having a date because we ain't had a date in all this time. And then Big Facts call and say, we gotta do this. And you say, all right, fuck that date.
We on a date at Big Facts then.
Yeah, or we gonna reschedule.
Yeah, the date
but then
moves
now she's sick of this shit because she been having dates at Big Facts.
Hey, well, you selfish.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's why I don't do all that planning out in the future with other people.
I don't do that.
Like, I don't do that. We just gonna do this shit whenever. Like, come on, let's wake up. Let's go here. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Yeah. We gonna make the time. But I ain't finna promise you no shit that I know. I don't even know what I'm gonna be doing.
I can't even honor that shit.
Like next Tuesday, we're gonna be. Nah, I ain't that shit. Yeah, I can't even see that far.
That shit too far. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, I can't even do that. Like.
If I know you that type of person, that's what it is. You can't just set no next Tuesday we're gonna do this then. Nah. If something more important come up, now I gotta show you what's more important. Mm.
And then you're gonna have an attitude.
Or I'm gonna tell you, come on, cause we ain't ducking nothing. Come on, whatever I got going, come on, you pull up.
You with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's our time.
That
yeah.
makes sense. No,
that makes sense.
Right. But you have to be that type of person. Like,
exactly.
And then we leave that. We may go eat.
And I don't want to call them squares, but some 9-to-5 squares don't get that because they've been trained into this is the scheduling. This is when. Like,
so you got to be. We don't even celebrate Christmas and all that type shit, bro.
Yeah.
We ain't doing none of that. Like, Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving we cook on Thanksgiving, but. Valentine's Day and birthdays and all that. We don't even like we ain't planning for that. We doing this shit every day.
Yeah.
Every day of our life we trying to
live better.
Celebrate each other even when it was on some toxic shit. You know what I'm saying? With my kids, my whoever, whatever. Can't try to goddamn plan. That would be fucking this shit up, trying to plan this shit out.
How the fuck and that creates resentment.
How the fuck I'm gonna plan to love you? Like my plan today is I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do shit till we get to that day either though.
I be trying to do. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I'm talking about in relationship. I ain't talking about in life. I'm talking about in relationship. You trying to plan to goddamn. No, you can plan to do something nice for your mate, but I'm saying you trying to plan to get a feeling. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna plan to make you love me more. Type shit.
Like if there's two people riffing and shit, like they're playing like Valentine's is gonna be good. That's some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Valentine's, we're gonna get along on Valentine's. Like that's some bullshit.
Yeah, man.
And then the one disagreement y'all have on Valentine's Day just fucked the whole shit up. But if y'all had been acting like every day was Valentine's Day, when Valentine's Day really get there, it's like, all right, yeah, I love you too. Mm. Same shit.
Not. Yeah. Fuck. Kissing on the yams. Nah, but hell yeah, you can get some money. But you got to get you somebody that match you, a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Unless you ready to kick in the over again, be a double hustler. Either one. And then you got to be
that. Yeah, because a fellow hustler is going to understand like the ins and outs of this shit and how everything goes. And like they're going to appreciate and be grateful for those times when there is time.
That was the worst like relationship I ever entertained. I was talking to a chick and I asked her like, you know, so shit, what do you want to do? Like, what are your life goals? She's like, I don't dream of work. I'm like, bitch, what? Like, what? They didn't answer the question. Like, bitch, you don't dream of doing nothing productive in your life ever?
That's because you be trying to date these girls with them yams on your camera.
She did have the yams.
Yams.
That's your problem.
Yams.
But I'm like, damn, like, you don't want to do shit. You don't want to do shit in your life. None.
She
like,
wants you to do.
I can't.
Why do women think, goddamn, and this might be some bullshit in this shit, why do they think they more valuable than niggas?
Because we are.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry.
Y'all are because y'all have
we have
kids and, you know what I'm saying, all that. Y'all are for that. I'm just saying,
it's not even.
Not valuable. Like, no, you are more valuable to the world than a man. But I'm saying, in a relationship, why do you think your feelings are more valuable than mine?
Oh, you said feeling? Okay, you changed.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, I meant to say feelings. Not no. Okay. You're a queen. Like
yeah,
we put them at the highest.
We cook clean. You know what I'm saying? All that old shit.
My mama, my grandmama, those were women. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never loved nobody the way I love these people. So I get that part. My grandbaby, that's a female. I love her more than anything in this world.
Shout out to Riley.
You get what I'm saying? So I get that part. But I'm saying like in a relationship.
I think it's because a lot of women and. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Don't quote me, hoes. But I just think that a lot of women...
And this goes into the next topic that we have, too. So let's keep it going.
I think a lot of women aren't used to men expressing their feelings in a healthy manner. Because a lot of men aren't used to even expressing their feelings, for one.
Facts.
So when they do express their express their feelings, sometimes it comes off in a way that a woman's not used to. So now we like... Oh, no, you know some bitch shit. But in reality, he's really just expressing that feeling. We're just not used to it. A lot of women aren't used to the love language with a man being emotional.
But see, the thing is, a lot of niggas have, like, suppressed trauma.
That's true, too.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of niggas are like, shell-shocked when it comes to, like, that whole love and expressing emotions and expressing their feelings and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. So when they are able to finally find somebody that they can open up to and that they can like talk with and just put everything out on the table with, a lot of females most oftentimes are not equipped to be able to handle that.
Yep. And we hold it against men sometimes. So if you, sometimes as a woman, I ain't gonna lie, I've done this before.
Yeah, me, you just crying like a little bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes
we'll run from the females that are equipped for that.
That is true.
You say what?
They run from the women that are equipped to handle that.
men run from the women that's equipped to handle.
Yeah, because sometimes some in that case when they run, it's because they kind of feel inadequate to a certain extent, and they also feel like, okay, a woman that is equipped to handle this also requires a lot more in most other areas. Mm-hmm. So I'm not ready for all of that pressure. Mm-hmm. So like, okay, yeah, I'm going to fuck that shit. I'm going to just leave.
Because she most of the time holds them accountable. Like yeah. That woman is going to hold a man accountable. And most men don't like accountability because they feel like what the fuck they think is golden and how they feel is just that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of men just don't like fucking expressing themselves because they was taught, especially black men was taught that you for sure you're not supposed to cry. You're not supposed to seem weak at all. So, and if a woman do get those emotions from them, they tend to,
a lot of niggas be burnt too. Cause they be like, they might have like been with a bitch forever. You know what I'm saying? Might have kids by this bitch, might have whatever, whatever. And then they like opened up themselves and expressed their emotions to this bitch. And this bitch took their emotions and turned it around and used it against them. Right. So when they finally do get with a bitch that really understands, mm-hmm. that's really trying to love them, really trying to cater to them, really trying to bring it out so they don't have to like sit around with all this shit bottled up, they be so scarred by this other bitch mm-hmm. till it's like, man, fuck this shit. I ain't finna open up to this bitch. I love her. And I know she loves me, but I'm not finna go through this shit again. Yeah, that's too traumatic. Yeah. Smoke it was too traumatic. Yeah, like, I ain't doing that. I'm never doing that ever again. And that shit be so fucked up because it could be two people that are meant to be together that are the perfect complement to each other. But he's fucked up guys, from this other bitch.
And guys, to me, I think some guys...
For real, that shit crazy, man.
Some guys, purposely fuck their relationships up. Once they feel like a girl's starting to tug at a certain emotion,
self-sabotage. Like, oh,
Because I ain't trying to.
I ain't trying to do all that.
I ain't trying to do this shit.
Because I'm almost there.
I care too much about this bitch. I'm going to fuck around and kill this
bitch. Yeah, I'm almost there.
Let me go fuck up so I can have an excuse to not be shit.
I'm starting to like this bitch.
Yeah, I'm starting to like this hoe.
Too much.
So let me start accusing her of being a hoe. Let me start searching for shit. Some men search for shit. Yeah. Fall back.
And a lot of niggas don't even make the concerted decision to fall back. They'll just ghost the bitch.
That's true too.
I'm just here.
You gotta make her think she did something to make you leave.
I'm not saying that's narcissist shit. That's what they do.
That's what they. I'm not saying I do it.
He said that's a
I really just got there.
Go.
Yeah, most of niggas go.
Cause you always come back.
I don't know.
How have you take that?
I ain't know.
We never say over there anyway.
I ain't know how to handle this.
There wasn't no misunderstanding when
we might pick this shit back up.
We pick it back up.
Because she gonna always think of the possibility. Like, what happened? I don't even know what I did, and he gonna come back. Baby, you ain't.
But if a motherfucker ghosts you, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going through some shit. I'm back.
But nigga,
I was fighting demons.
Yeah, they're going through some.
Niggas ain't shit. I'm sorry.
I was fighting demons.
Nah, but it's just like it takes extreme patience to really try to love somebody that's never been loved properly before.
Facts. That is for sure fact.
That big fact.
That's,
right?
that's a job. No, that's a nine. Nah, that's a real 9-to-5. Nine, like for real. Like
yeah, you need to write that shit in there. That's it.
Pass the Bible.
But you got to be a deep motherfucker boy to do that. Yo, get what? Nah, we take hats off to any woman that's able to love a nigga that's already fucked up.
Cause big
that
fact.
Shit, that shit, bro. Yes. I know, bro. I'm fucked up. I'm just being real, bro. Like, niggas is fucked up, bro. Niggas fucked up, bro. Because the way you think is so fucked up. No joke. Like, bitch, you can't fuck with me like that.
I know you don't like me.
Like,
that
what
much.
You want?
What you want? You want something.
Why you here?
And the shit be so fucked up when they fucking with a bitch that really don't want shit.
Just love them
and make them a better person.
Exactly.
And they so fucking, they Amen. So traumatized from this other bitch. It's Amen. Like, Amen. Bro, like, man, that shit be crazy.
Amen.
They be traumatized from that other bitch. Most niggas we don't talk about, they be traumatized from their mama.
Y'all keep going.
Go ahead.
Most niggas be,
no, for real, they be traumatized from their mama. What you say?
A lot of niggas be having real mama issues.
Oh, no, for sure.
Like, big mama issues.
You need a fight. Where the fight at, P?
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's Knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
You said a lot of men have mama issues.
Yes, I think that a lot of men have real mama issues and they don't know how to address it. Like, just think about it. Your mom is supposed to be the first person that first you love. First person. So imagine if your mama wasn't ever giving you that love. You ain't got your mom, you ain't got nobody. So you don't even know, like, don't matter what.
That's the same way these bitches be having daddy issues.
No, I was just about to say, nah, it ain't different.
It's the same.
It's not different.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's different.
No, it ain't.
How is not?
It's different. Mama issues and daddy issues is completely different.
That's too different.
Different. I don't care what y'all say.
How they different?
Let me tell you this.
No, it ain't, bro.
A person can really, really...
Because the same shit a nigga's got to get from his mom is the same shit a bitch got to get from her dad.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Listen, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Your mama is different. Like, no matter what, your mama can do whatever. But niggas is still going to yearn for their mama.
Your mama is your mama.
I'm telling you. People that don't have their daddy, niggas ain't at home like,
I wish I had my daddy.
Yeah, plenty of niggas like that. You tripping. Plenty of niggas like that.
I agree with you.
I agree with you. I'm saying this.
A girl is like a little boy is.
I'm talking about as adults. As adults, if something happened to y'all, most people are like, damn, I want my mama. I wish my mama was here. Niggas mostly is saying mama.
Everybody's saying mama.
Niggas is saying mama. What y'all talking about? How many times y'all heard it?
Most niggas is saying that mama didn't
have that on my daddy.
The world is built like that.
Even on Mother's Day,
it's so many big commercials and so many big stuff that go for women. Let it be Father's Day. They don't even show you shit.
Niggas really care more about their mama.
You don't give a fuck about these ties,
man.
You
gonna see these ties?
You don't have your mom in your life. You probably gonna have way.
Everybody love their mama, man. Your mama's supposed to be the first person that
I can't go with that.
I disagree.
Because it's a lot of niggas out here with some real issues.
Okay, they said that mama issues are more important than daddy issues, pretty much. And I said that.
For a female or a man?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I said that a person will need their mama more than a daddy.
I said that a nigga without a mama is going to have the same kind of issues a bitch without a daddy going to have.
I agree.
It's the same shit.
It's the truth.
It's the same shit. It's the same shit.
You say what? Say it one more time.
A nigga without a mama is gonna have the same exact issues that a bitch without a daddy is gonna have.
It's factual.
Facts.
There are exceptions.
Said within relationships.
Yes.
Like, not even just in life. Just in life, period. For real.
No, we weren't talking about
in
relationships. We thought we were talking about
in life.
No, I'm talking about in life. Either way, I'm standing on mine. Same. I still feel
I just
that
feel like
mama
they,
issues are more like
important, yeah, they,
important and it's a more are, bigger thing.
There are
than not father, a dad.
Yeah, there are.
Like, think about it. You
it's a bigger
daddy,
thing not having your mama.
I put that on my mama.
But a female ain't got no daddy, though.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
There are.
Dad, she's still going to be lacking certain shit, bro. That a
you
nigga gonna, you, gonna be lacking if he ain't
got
mama.
A mama.
That's true right now.
Okay, I was saying.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Everybody's gonna lack something, but what I'm saying is
if your mama ain't loved you right,
you gonna turn out way more fucked up if your daddy haven't loved you.
That's not true.
If your daddy,
that's not true.
But the most,
not true.
It depends on if it's a male or a female.
Exactly.
That's what we saying. That's what I'm saying. Like,
fathers turn into mothers.
I'm not taking away from them. I'm not taking away from the daddies that pick up the mama standpoint.
Okay, take away the dad.
This is the thing. There's exceptions.
Everybody need their mama, bro.
Period.
Yeah, everybody need their mama.
What the hell is y'all talking about,
you,
man?
I ain't just saying you don't need one of them, but at the end of the day, you'll be more comfortable talking to your mama than your dad.
I'm saying, like, in a relationship, though, for a nigga to have his mama, You kind of know how to treat a woman.
There you go, and vice versa. That's the key.
And vice versa.
Your mama, that you got a certain
the same thing. A woman who got their daddy know how to treat a man.
You got more passion for a man.
Absolutely.
Because you a daddy girl, so now you transferring that same energy that you had love for your daddy to your husband.
Absolutely.
It's some daddy girls out here.
No, but I'm saying, I think it's fair to say there's an exception to every rule.
But a nigga
rule.
Without his
But I'm
mama.
Saying the majority, like, of women without their father that never had their father, they fucked up. Not saying
super
there's
fucked up.
There's exceptions to every rule.
Especially
there's men who didn't have their mama who are okay. It happens.
I agree.
There are exceptions to every rule, but overall, trust me, like,
it's the same. It evens out. Once you got your mama,
especially you got one good mama, you looking at women as queens.
Yeah. Exactly.
I need disappointed. Love, like, I love my mama.
Yeah. Right. You're disappointed when you meet someone who's
not to that standard.
But vice versa.
You got a dad that's been my dad.
Your standard of men is gonna be different.
He done been there with me, I go call my daddy, you know what it is. Then you can try to find that within a man.
Yeah, exactly.
And that nigga need to match what your daddy be doing. Because if your daddy be doing shit and that nigga can't do it, it's not going to work.
But there are exceptions.
That's why I'm glad my white dad was like, kind of got down on the bullshit too. She know how it goes. You kind of throw it out too, but that nigga daddy crazy.
Who?
My white dad, that nigga fried, but he fried like that OG, though.
But he was there.
Nah, for sure.
I think that's what it comes down to. But there are exceptions to every rule.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, there's exceptions. But, yep.
Okay, so this whole discussion about mama issues, daddy issues, all of that brings me to our next topic, emotional intelligence.
What's that?
Okay, so shout out to Armani Vaughn, Moni_V on Instagram. He wrote in on the next Big Facts Friday, can y'all have a conversation around how important emotional intelligence is? And the textbook definition of emotional intelligence is the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically.
So controlling your emotions? How important is it to control your emotions?
And to know how and when to need to be able to control them.
Are you talking about just in a relationship or like in life in general?
Let's always say life in general. Unless you specify in a relationship.
Definitely life in general. I was talking to niggas on Twitter yesterday. And they, you know how they be doing like little public pranks and shit? Nigga was like, he put like a piece of cardboard on a nigga back. And niggas in the comments like, bro, the blast of that nigga, he did that shit to me. Like, bro, you gonna throw your life away for that shit? Like, that didn't seem like the most intelligent shit to me.
That's an example.
But I feel like some niggas do think like that. They first.
This is an example. I see what he's saying.
They first.
Nah, but girl, you
put a box over my head. I'm gonna think I'm in danger, so you get shot in the process.
Not on your head, but like nigga, like you doing some shit. You feel something softly leaning against your back.
What he saying? He said you're gonna give yourself time to think emotionally intelligent. Like, is you gonna turn around and be like, what the fuck?
Right. It's like
I'm
that
clutching. Bit. What the fuck? All right, boy.
It's like a bit faster than we said.
If I'm going to do that, that's what it is. But if I...
But I'm saying, nigga, the first thing, exactly. The first thing a nigga do is bang.
That nigga have a boss.
It's a prank. It's a prank.
I thought it was a
nigga, you'll shot a prank.
Bro, you in a situation. It dangerous out here, bro. Dangerous, bro. You probably fucking right. You gonna get shot.
Yeah, niggas ain't got time for pranks.
But y'all, have y'all seen them pranks on social media where niggas
they be going too far?
They be going too far. Some of them do.
I'm trying to tell you. You can't play with everybody, bro. You can't play with everybody.
Hey, you can say whatever you want to say. Don't touch me, man. All that.
Yeah, you can't touch nobody.
Throwing shit and hitting niggas and shit.
I seen one nigga dressed like a teddy bear. He was throwing goddamn tissue balls at niggas in the Walmart. Yeah. I was like,
if you put a box over somebody's head and they walk into a parking lot, you put a box over their head and they
put a whole box over it.
No, I seen that one. Yeah,
shit they doing that.
Man, it's a lot of shot.
You dead.
That's the first stage of
kidnapping.
Yeah, man.
I fear for my life. Right. I couldn't see.
Man, I was scared as hell.
What you talking about?
Yeah, some of that shit definitely. All right, y'all niggas true.
Oh, I was scared as hell.
Man, I was scared as hell, man. I don't know, that way it was dark.
I'm traumatized.
Hell yeah, I used to get locked in a closet when I was little.
Why people used to do that shit? My cousin, my auntie, man. But as soon as me and my little brother get out the car, talking about chase her down, tie us up, putting us in the closet, having her with masks. Man, I ain't going for none of that.
For what? What you doing that for?
Just terrorizing her, like, here come my bad ass nephew, chasing her down. Mad as soon as you mad, like, she crazy. Bro.
So a nigga coming, putting a box on your head, that's it. Your
shooting.
Yeah. I ain't even finna goddamn that look or ask or shit.
Type of nigga turn around laughing, Kodak.
Y'all really stop
playing. Like the kids in the bathroom and scream like Candyman and on them and turn out the lights.
Yeah, Candyman, you fucked up.
Oh, so you gonna let him put a box on your head?
Not a box. That's different. He was the specific one I'm talking
about.
The specific one I'm talking about, he leaned like a piece of cardboard on his back.
Oh, leaning him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you just turn around like, man, what the fuck, bro?
That was it. That's all they did. All
right, that's different.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You got a box on your head.
Yeah, box, that's different.
I ain't feel
different.
Threatened like that. I just feel like you playing with me too much.
Yeah, stop that.
You might get your head with me. I'm like, fine, let's go. Shit like that.
Yeah.
You tired.
Nah, but if a nigga put a box in your head, I feel like you do got a reasonable threat on your life.
So emotional intelligence, like what if you coming out of spot and you see somebody breaking in your car, your shit?
That's different.
But also,
you throwing it all away?
You violated.
Like a flood.
You just got
there.
Your first reaction, a nigga breaking in your car.
Yeah.
Your first reaction, especially if you got a weapon.
Yeah.
You going to shoot him.
For sure.
And you better be looking around because these niggas ain't breaking in no car without no gun, neither.
They
breaking in the cars, whatever you breaking. Turn this shit to a car jacking.
Yeah.
Is that considered a self defense or some shit?
Hell yeah.
You can get off with that, right?
If a nigga breaking in your car, they got pistols too.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But I'm saying if you bust them and the police come, who the police putting the cuffs on?
Him.
Okay.
The dead nigga.
Now he
can you shoot out from your window in the house and you just busting out?
Yeah, you bust.
You might not beat that.
No, you might not beat that.
If you're shooting from a window,
you get off on that. If you got, if there's
go on the white man yard to see what he do to you.
There's a weapon in the car, you're gonna get off.
Go on the white man yard to steal anything. Attack.
If there's a weapon in the car, you're gonna get off.
But like that's what I'm saying. It's a little fucked up law.
But that's
because they don't find no weapon.
That's not considered imminent danger,
bro. When you fuck with my property, you got a right to get shot.
It depends on what you're doing.
Go on my land. I'm sorry. No, this is pull it up.
If you got a chance to get away,
if you go on my property,
get
on my running away.
If you got a chance to get away,
we gotta get away. The plug.
You got my shit in your hand, bro. I'ma blab your ass. If you come on my property,
You can grab a motherfucking lawnmower, or weed eater. Wow. If I blam your ass,
okay, so,
you
okay,
had
so,
my shit.
Okay, so nah, we talked about this on Big Fast Friday. And we all had different opinions. But what if you...
You got to shoot them in the head.
They can be in your house.
You can wound them. I don't want you to get away with my property, bro. No.
Yeah, I mean, you can't kill them.
I shoot you in your ass.
You can't kill them.
Hold up. Yeah.
You can tap the head.
You ain't going to jail. I'm saying, well, you ain't going to jail.
Jail, yeah.
Now, if he put up a fight with your shit in his hand, freeze with my shit. Stay here till the police get here.
Yeah.
You do anything other than that, man, I'm popping you.
Man, who finna do all that, man?
I'm just saying, you gotta go through the... You gotta say you did that.
You gotta be the procedure.
Yeah, you talking about... You gotta say you did.
I was in fear of my life.
You gotta go
that
through
really
the procedure.
That really killed all that shit. I thought it was all good.
He great. And depending on what time of night it is,
and
too.
And it depends. Yeah. You can't be
nighttime, you can blame a nigga. I don't know what he had.
You can't be on his... It was dark.
I don't give a fuck what he doing if he at nighttime.
It's dark.
I thought he was running here. I didn't know he was running away. He a big nigga.
It was more than one of them.
It
looked like it was a group.
You can't say how I shot you in the back, bro. He bitched up, tried to run. He was threatening my life and tried to run. I blanked out.
I wasn't looking.
Yeah. I've been robbed before. I'm shell shocked.
That's what I'm saying.
All that shit matters, but
that
like,
one thing, and they just did that new shit where nigga got them. You ain't got to have no permit or nothing.
Oh yeah, man.
Well, you ain't got
to
do
it. Wild West.
You basically can have a gun. Everybody can have a gun.
When?
Now.
I want to say it started at the top of the year.
As long as you, what, 17?
I thought they already had it. It was an open carry thing.
It's open carry where you had to have the
license.
Permit.
I thought Georgia, from my understanding, it was an open carry state.
Yeah, but you still needed the permit.
Hold on. You had to have the permit to conceal your weapon.
No, them facts.
That's what it is.
You can have it on your hip and all that. Now
you have to be... It has to be on your hip and visible. You can do that at no matter what.
Yeah.
But the license is to conceal it and put it in your purse.
Facts.
Right.
Now you gotta have.
They just changed
it. But now this shit just sticks up.
Now anybody can hide.
Wild West.
Freedom of the problem.
Wild West. Really?
As long as you 17. I think it's 17.
That's why they be having a gun.
If your name clean, you good.
Yeah, if your name clean, you good.
Fuck all that. You can do whatever you want. Your name clean, you good. That's what they just said.
Mm-hmm. Basically. Oh, damn.
And nigga way.
Damn.
Yep, that happened this. Yes, recently.
You can have your mama gun. She can go in there and buy it. Your name good. You can carry her shit.
Mm. I
should have known this a month
ago.
Oh, goodness.
Man, that crazy, though, man. They said all this war shit going on. They doing that now. What this shit about?
Oh, that's the crash out.
They let you know shit. If it come this way, everybody be ready.
Man. More guns, more violence.
Like, I got to go give me some bullets. You said they letting kids have guns now. These kids ain't fighting no more. They will whatever. These kids is crazy.
Kid been having them anyway, but they just... Shit.
Yeah. They in the school with it.
Yeah.
Shit, crazy.
So emotional intelligence basically is, it's important, but there are situations where that shit gonna go out the window. Basically, that's what we just
said. But see, I don't even think we touched on like the tip of that shit.
We just started talking about
some dumb shit. They call that we're talking about with a paper board and a goddamn a nigga with a box shooting some sprinkles out his mouth talking about boo. But real shit though, like, I feel like emotional intelligence is important because it really, if you have emotional intelligence, you have discipline and restraint.
Basically, emotional intelligence is know when you're tripping. And just, I guess, rearrange it.
And to also know how to receive other people's shit too, I think.
What?
I just think what they're going through.
I just think overall, you're saying control yourself. Know how to control yourself. Mm-hmm. Know when to fold, know when to hold.
Yeah, and what makes you tick? People got to know what's going to make them set them off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could probably call me a bitch. I ain't going to trip. But you call Jay the bitch, she'll swing on you. Like, you just need to know, like, what's going to set people off.
Different reactions.
Know when to fold, man.
Yeah, that emotionally intelligent right there. You know what's going to react. What's the reaction?
Yeah.
What's your trigger?
Mm-hmm.
And for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you got to be able to control yourself.
Definitely. www.bigfactspod.com. This is another Big Facts Friday. Till next week, you know what it is. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.